Hi, my name is Ben Armstrong.
Hi, this is David Koch.
My name is Thomas Maurer.
Hi, I'm Donna Sarkar.
Hi, my name is Lana Montgomery.
Hi, I'm Seth Warres.
Hi, I'm Aaron Thomas.
I'm Jess Dodson.
Hi, I'm Rocky Heckman.
Hi, I'm Sonia Cuff.
Hi, I'm Troy Hunt.
Hello, this is Wally Mead.
My name is Reid Purvis.
Hi, I'm Lars Klink.
Hi, my name is Alan Birchall.
Hi, I'm Adam Fowler.
Hi, I'm Scott Guthrie, and you're listening to the Need to Know podcast.
All the latest Microsoft Cloud news, as well as industry guest deep dive conversations. It's a Need to Know podcast. All thanks to the CIA Ops patron community. The Need to Know podcast. Catch us on Twitter and Facebook, N2K Podcast, and online at ciaops.podbean.com.
Welcome to episode 233 of the Need to Know podcast. My name is Robert Crane, and for episode 233, we're going to do a shorter, focused, technical deep dive into a product. So the product that we're going to talk about in this FAQ is something called Azure Sentinel. Now, you can think of Azure Sentinel as a single dashboard over a number of signals that can be taken from your desktop, from cloud services, and so on, to provide a single management overview of all the signals from all these locations. Now, Azure Sentinel you will find in the Azure portal, so you'll have to have a valid Azure subscription. The cost isn't significant, but it is a paid service, and you will therefore need a paid Azure subscription. Now, once you have a paid Azure subscription, you go to portal.azure.com, and then if you go into the search location, do a search for Azure Sentinel, and that should pop right up. Now, when you visit this page for the first time, you'll have to create what's called a Log Analytics Workspace. Now, a Log Analytics Workspace is basically just a location in which all the data can feed in. So think of this like a database. This is where all the signals will be fed into. Then over the top of this will be the dashboarding and analysis that Azure Sentinel provides you. Now, once you've created a Log Analytics Workspace, you can then enable Azure Sentinel over the top of that. Now, when you do that, the first place to start is in the configuration. So you'll find all of this on the left-hand side as options. One of the places you need to go there is called Data Connectors. Now, the idea with Data Connectors is this is where the source information is going to come from. So if you go through the list of Data Connectors there, you will see things like Azure Active Directory, Azure Activity, things like Advanced Threat Protection, Office 365, Cloud App Security, and so on. But you will also see things like Amazon Web Services, you will see Citrix, you will see, for example, Fortinet, you will see a whole range of third-party options as well. So what you need to do is to go through these connectors, select the connector, and then complete the configuration step. Now, most of the inbuilt Microsoft Cloud features like Azure Active Directory, basically all you have to do is turn it on. It's obviously largely connected already at the back end. But for third-party services, maybe like Amazon or Barracuda or something, you may need to do some additional work. Now, at the moment, there are around 40-odd connectors in there in that space. Microsoft will continue to add additional connectors, so don't forget to go back in there and check on a regular basis. Now, once you have your data connectors set up, the next thing you need to do in configuration, I would suggest, is go and have a look at analytics. Now, analytics are basically the searches, the queries that we run over the data that is sent into this Log Analytics Workspace. Now, you can think of these analytics largely, again, as things like just SQL queries. So what it's looking for, for example, when certain circumstances transpire, when enough of these happen together, then again, this is considered to be an indicator of a breach or a potential breach. Now, you can go in and create your own custom rules. So you can go in and using the data connectors and the information coming in, you can create your own, but I would suggest the place to start is with the rules, the rule templates that Microsoft provides for you. Now, at this stage, I've got about 85 to 90 of these running in my environment. There are quite a few there, and again, they do depend on the data connectors that you have in place. So once you've gone in and connected your data sources, then you go to your analytics and then set up the rules. Now, the rules are basically queries that will run on a regular basis to look into this data and then determine if there is anything untoward in there that you need to examine. Now, in configuration, you'll also find something called playbooks. Now, playbooks basically are actions that will be taken that you can set up when events or alerts are triggered. So what you can do is basically create things like PowerShell scripts. You can tie them to playbooks and say, okay, when I see this failed login, go and take this action, which is inside this playbook. So this makes it really powerful in the fact that you can go and configure your own options. You can go and take your own actions based on any of the alerts that happen. Now, once we have all that configuration in place, then what you'll see is the data will start flowing in. It may take 24 hours or so for that data to flow in and then to be analyzed by Azure Sentinel. Now, once that is, what will happen is that you will basically have a threat management option here called incidents. So what incidents are is a summary based on all the rules that you've set up to tell you that there are things that you may need to investigate. You can then click on an incident and you can drill down further and use the Threat Explorer to again look at all the signals that have triggered this incident. Now, you've also got here something called workbooks. Now, what workbooks are, think of them like a dashboard, Power BI style dashboard over the top of your data. So for example, we can look at usage reports, we can look at Azure activity, we can look and report on our Azure AD activity logs and so on. Now, you can basically select from a number of templates. So there are about 45 templates at this stage. You can then take those templates and save them with your own parameters and then display them, view them, potentially share those out as well. So they're a really handy way if you want to get in and look at some more granular information in a graphical format. And a lot of this, again, is based on the log analytics side of things. Now, we also have the ability to go in and do active searching for events. Now, what we can do, that is under the hunting option. So basically, again, the idea here is we've got a whole range of data that's sitting in a database coming from multiple sources, cloud and on-prem, and we can then run queries over that data to look for suspicious activity. Now, my advice to you again is to look at the ones that Microsoft has provided for free. At the moment, I've got about 82, 85 of these in place. And again, the advantage here with hunting is I can be proactive. So what I can do is once I have all these queries set up, I can, again, report on these over a time period. But most importantly, and what I find really powerful, is the ability to go and run all of these queries at once and get my results and then drill into them and have a look and see what sort of things I may need to go in and have a look at. Now, if you want to get more granular, remember Sentinel is a bit of a summary, I suppose, or a bit of a dashboard over the top of log analytics data. You can select to go into the logs and drill into them and run your own queries. These are based on the Kusto Query language, so KQL, very much like SQL. You can go in and drill into those and get exactly the details and information you want. And there is also a lot of these queries, playbooks, all of that sort of thing provided by the community on places like GitHub. So lots and lots of options in there, and certainly recommend that you have a look at it. Now, just a quick thing on pricing here. Now, Azure Sentinel, there are basically two charges here. One is for the ingestion and the storage of the data, and the other one is based on the actual analysis of that information. Now, the analysis and the storage are both based on a per gigabyte amount. Now, if we want to do analysis, again, the starting point is that you can start off with a pay-as-you-go plan for around $5 or $6 a month. Again, that depends on the amount of data that you're analyzing, but if you look in the pricing at this point in time, you get about 5 gig of analysis data that you can analyze for a fairly cheap amount, but you can obviously vary that depending on the amount of data that you are bringing in on a regular basis. But the other side of the coin here on the ingestion side is generally for Microsoft Cloud accounts, so things like Azure AD, Office 365, SharePoint Online, a lot of that ingestion and storage cost is free because it's already in the Microsoft cloud. Hopefully there is already a payment being made when it comes to the subscription for these environments. So therefore the ingestion cost of the Microsoft cloud data is generally free or very, very cheap. So the place I would start with Azure Sentinel would be is to set it all up, to get it working, and then just set up the connectors for your Office 365 and your Microsoft cloud environment. Send that into Sentinel and then use Sentinel to analyze that and let you know if there's anything that you should be examining or any information there that you should be paying more attention to. Now, the great thing about all of this is, again, it all links together with things like cloud app security, with Microsoft endpoint protection, and so on. So what you can do as you extend this out, you can potentially put the Microsoft endpoint manager on devices. You can feed those in to the same workspace, the Log Analytics workspace, and you can also analyze the signals, the performance logs and the security logs from PCs and devices. Now, when you do that, there is an ingestion cost because you are ingesting data from outside of Azure into Log Analytics, and the price of that will vary depending on the amount of data and how often you want that to flow into your system. But again, as a rule of thumb, I've managed to typically configure that in my environment for you're looking roughly, in my case, about $4 to $5 per device endpoint, so workstation, per month of feeding data into this Azure Sentinel environment to give me this overview. Now, I find that really, really handy because I can, again, come in first thing, I can go into Azure Sentinel, I can look at the overview statement that it provides me on the opening page, and I can see, for example, the events and alerts that have happened over the last 24 hours. So I can see the amount of logs that have been ingested. I can see any recent incidents and also their rating, whether they're critical or whether they're just warnings. And I can then drill into those and have a look in more detail to examine if there's anything that I need to take action on. You'll also basically get, like I said, a nice overview of any incidents and alerts that occur. Now, the big benefit of Azure Sentinel, in summary, is the fact that at the moment, when it comes to security, we have far more signals and far more inputs than we can really monitor and manage per person these days. So we need something like this Azure Sentinel to take all these logs, to analyze them, but then importantly apply Microsoft's knowledge, Microsoft's intelligence, Microsoft's queries and rules, which are provided for you over this data, to again provide that analysis. So we don't have to go through and dig through the logs. We can have Microsoft run those rules, run those queries in the background, and then just spit out the results. And then if we need to, yes, we can go in and we can drill down even deeper into the data, run around queries and have a look at this. We do have this large data lake of data we can analyze, but for the majority of time, Azure Sentinel is doing that for us, and it's doing that for us pretty cheaply. So as I said, the analysis side of Azure Sentinel for me is only a couple of dollars a month, up to $5 a month. And again, the endpoints, if you just use the Microsoft cloud ingestion, then a lot of that is going to be free or next to free. Now, things do vary. I'm not saying that's an absolute price. That, again, it varies with Azure because that's totally based on consumption. So the starting point I would suggest for you is to get a paid Azure subscription, go in and have a look at Sentinel, connect up some data connectors, typically start with the Microsoft Cloud connector, start with them one at a time or a few at a time so you can monitor costs in there. And then as you grow more comfortable with that, see the value of it, again, start expanding that out into your other areas. Now, Azure Sentinel is a relatively new product. We can see lots and lots of improvements and enhancements happening over time. This is going to get better and better and is something I think that is relatively cheap for the benefits it provides. So we can use this in the SMB space to, again, provide that one point of monitoring security events, especially security events and vulnerabilities, over the top of basically a lot of information sources, both Microsoft and third party. So if you haven't, take a minute and do some reading up, have a look, have a play with Sentinel. If you're a partner, then you will have access to this technology inside your partner tenant with the credits you get for Azure as part of being a partner. So please have a look at that. Let me know if you have any feedbacks, comments, questions or queries. And again, always love to hear what people would like to see covered in these FAQ episodes, which again are a bit shorter than our long form interviews. Now, you can follow what's happening on the podcast at N2K Podcast on Twitter and Facebook. You can always send me an email, feedback@needtoknow.cloud, or directly via director@ciaops.com. Otherwise, please feel free to interact with me on the socials at @directorcia on the Twitters. And I'll take this opportunity to thank you very much for listening to this episode of the Need to Know podcast.
You have been listening to the Need to Know podcast from CIA Ops. For training on using technologies like SharePoint Online or Microsoft 365, visit www.ciaopsacademy.com. By purchasing from the selections available, you'll be directly supporting this podcast. To provide feedback on this episode, visit www.ciaops.com/contact.